made it. With your tongue hanging out, huh?
It's like a rat.
A lot of people
know.
But I'm
going to
tell her every day she's
all right. Okay. We'll call our meeting to order. All three commissioners present. Sherry, you going to lead us in prayer? Great. We'll have the pledge.
We just come before your throne of grace this morning, Father, and we just lift these men up before you. We lift up with them the other heads of our government. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for your hand upon them, upon their decisions today, and upon peace over this meeting. We also ask, dear Lord, that you will just help and lift up our citizens. We ask for special help for those who don't have jobs right now, for those who may have children or who are serving in the military, or for those going through health issues. So we just lay our county before your throne this morning, and we ask for your hand and your grace and your will upon it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Sherry. Okay, got meeting minutes. 27th, 29th, 1st, 4th, and 5th. You guys all right with those?
Yeah, there was one statement in there that was something about... it was when we were... Oh, I'm going to have to look it up here just a second. You got it marked here. Where it said that I had asked for... somebody's financials, and that wasn't stated like that by me. We don't. Man, I could find it.
You want us to table this for until 9:30 or something, until after the recess?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because I had apparently picked up the... Oh, it's on the Ozark Regional Economic Partnership meeting that we had, and it says Mr. Strahan asked Jeff to provide a list of Taney County participants and their investments on returns. I asked for... what they had invested and what return they thought they were, what benefit of the return they thought they were getting, I think is the way that questioned that. You could re-listen to the tape, but I'm sure that's the way it was.
Which day was that?
That is the 5th.
You just want to hold off the 5th until you...
No, it's the... Let me get some glasses on here. That sure helped.
Jeff Seifert met with us Friday the 5th.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motion to approve minutes 10:27, 10:29, 11:01, 11:04.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And we'll catch 11:05 later.
Yeah. You want to repost it or what are you going to do?
We can just do it later after we... If she would listen to the tape, I think, and...
Let's just repost it because they'll be with us all day. So
right.
Let's just Nikki, why don't we just repost 11:05
for next week?
Yeah. Is that right with you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
We don't have to be rushed that way.
All right. Next, we've got accounts payable and journal entries. Questions?
We've got a couple.
You have a couple?
Yep. Rick, probably need you to help me on these if you would come up. I noticed one was Tantone, where we were paying for disposing of fluorescent bulbs. It also said Western Taney County Fire, count number 114. Can you help me with that?
Energize America grant, whatever it is. That's what that is, Chuck.
Oh, it's a grant?
Yeah, it's...
It's part of that energy, part of the energy efficiency grant? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're saying that expense was, we got a grant money?
Reimbursed to it.
Reimbursed, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then on journal entries, we've got one on the transfer to assessment. Is that in the budget and regular
That's
stuff?
What we budgeted in there, and I had held off not, you know, and actually we have let me see here. The assessor actually has a request in for $76,000, something like that, James, from the state reimbursement. If we'd have got that, you know, we were hoping we wouldn't have to transfer those funds, but right now it needs to be transferred because we haven't got that, and I can't get any word back from the state as to when that reimbursement will come to us. He also will have a pretty good, usually has a real good collector's fees, assessment fees that the collector collects for him the 1st of December also.
So, but that is in our budget?
We budgeted it that way, yes we did.
We did budget that way, okay. That's got me. I noticed we got a car back, or a refund on a car, because of the wrong year.
Wrong year. Probably was my fault, I don't know, but I had listed it as a 2006, it was a 2005, so we have that car we'll have to sell. I will, you know, be visiting with you guys how you want me to do that, or what you want to do. I will probably, one of the first things that he would suggest is we go back and see if we can find the backup bidder and see if he's interested because someone had bid just less than this man, and that would probably be a real good way to do it.
Okay. That's got my questions. Any others?
I don't have the check numbers with me, so I'm
just...
That was from last week.
That's last week's bet.
I can email those to him.
You have them, so we're good. Okay. Motion to approve accounts payable and the transfer.
Second. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Public comment. Saw Don's name on
Don Earhart.
Don Earhart as I came through. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We had a meeting out in Kirbyville Middle School. It was on planning and zoning. And there was a comment made by a neighbor across the street from me that it was incorrect. And I don't like to get into it with my neighbors. However, he made this comment, and some people have asked me about, was your land really agricultural? And I had this map. Would you all like to see this map?
Sure.
And it shows 9 acres, okay? And it shows 7.44 acres and 11.5 acres. And this is the land that was called as property lots. See, I have some lots back here on this other development, but these are acreage and they are zoned agricultural. I just wanted to make sure that it was clarified because I don't like it when I'm accused of doing something that's not correct.
Did you say it was zoned or assessed agricultural?
It is assessed. Excuse
okay.
me.
Thanks.
Assessed.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, I want to read this paper to you all. It's called Fees and the Hancock Amendment. And I looked part of this up on the internet, and I want you to know that Mr. Jim Strophas is right on this Hancock Amendment. He knows quite a bit about it. So if you got any questions, you should ask him. I know you others are probably well informed. In this county, different departments collect fees for doing specific work that, to my knowledge, goes to pay back the county for specific work which other taxpayers should not be burdened with. Fees for checking out building plans, road setbacks, number of driveways, and so on. In a specific department, planning and zoning, we have fees that are very high, in my opinion. The reason I believe they are high is because of the state Hancock Amendment. I know I'm not a lawyer, but the Hancock Amendment was written simply, and that is why the great lawyers of today have had a hard time finding a way around it. This is the way part of it reads. Local government tax limit and voter approval. A local government entity may not levy any tax, license, or fees that was not already in existence at the time of the Hancock Amendment. At the time the Hancock Amendment was adopted, or may it increase the levy of the tax beyond the level that was in effect at the time that the Hancock Amendment was adopted, unless approved by the voters. And this is a state mandate provision. The state may not require local governments to provide new or additional activities or services unless the state is responsible for paying the additional cost of providing the new services. The state may not require local government to provide new or additional activities or services unless the state is responsible for paying the additional costs of providing the new services. The state must make an appropriation that expressly funds the cost of any state mandated program. The people on Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, voted no on retaining building codes. This is the will of the people. Since this was and is the popular vote, I am sure the courts will view this as the citizens of Taney County not wanting the state codes either, which you all are choosing to enforce on them at this time. When I came before you on September 29, 2010, I was not aware that this county takes codes from the state to enforce them. I was not aware the total code book was nothing more than the state of Missouri statutes making its way into our county to be spoon-fed our county's taxpayers through our and their generous fees and monies for enforcement. The only problem with this is the state is not contributing any money for the enforcement of these statutes that I'm aware of. I am asking this county to go to the state of Missouri for appropriations of funds, and if they refuse to appropriate these funds, the county should stop enforcing the state codes in Taney County with only Taney County tax money being used. I'm also asking that you refund all tax collected in regards to building codes above the amount of fees charged when the Hancock Amendment was placed into our state constitution. I also want to know how much money the county has spent on the personal vehicles and equipment and so on. This money should be returned directly to the taxpayers of this county and be paid for out of the Taney County General Fund. This is because the people voted against building codes. Until I made myself aware of the Hancock Amendment, I was aware of its ultimate power. The amendment was not put in the state statutes, rather the Constitution. And this takes precedence over any and all of state statutes. The Hancock Amendment only makes sense. If this county chooses to hire people to enforce the state codes, what will be next? Will our county hire people to enforce IRS laws for the federal government at our county taxpayers' expense? Unless I miss my guess, the only enforcement planning and zoning will be doing after you talk to the state is where in the county a home or business can be located. And after all, that's what most of the people I have talked to are wanting anyway. You gentlemen were elected by the people. isn't it time you started listening to them? This county is not big enough for any of your preset agendas or preconceived mass congestion ideas. This county should not be dominated by Branson and or townships which have their own codes and municipal laws. The people who reside in this county outside these congested residential areas, including the farmers, have nowhere to turn for friendly laws that protect without strangling. Please release all your strangleholds on rural areas and let's be friends. Good roads and bridges are mainly all we rural voters are wanting. I also have another question. Is the sales tax passed in about 1979 being used for planning and zoning? And if so, aren't the fees collected? Isn't this possibly a double taxation? That's all I have.
Can we get a copy of that?
Sure can.
Comments, questions? Ready to move on?
I'm ready.
Other public comment?
No.
That's it? Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Next on our agenda is inmate security funding, RSMO 488.5026. You got something on that, Bob? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we brought it up last week, and I started to write an ordinance, and I said, I think I remember this statute, and looked, and we did one last June, I believe. And I just have a copy of it here for you, so okay. I didn't put it on the agenda for today, but...
So it's in effect already? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, almost the word has been passed, but
it has been.
I think he requested it of me last year, and I did it, and you guys signed it, and evidently we didn't communicate it to Sheriff Russell or to Brenda that we had done it.
So. Okay.
So it's in effect. Wonderful.
So the job's done, and you got a copy of it, Jimmy?
I've got an unsigned copy, but I'll do a signed copy.
Okay. All right.
Here's one. You've got one right there.
Perfect. All right. That good?
I'm telling you that we did it.
That worked out well. Okay. Next, ready for Rick again. Monthly budget report. Thank you, Bob, for looking that up.
You guys get one of these once a month. And, you know, Donna wants me to come up and tell you it's going to go in a minute, so that's what we're doing here.
Okay.
But if you have any questions, I'd like to answer those, comments or anything like that.
Budget questions?
I mean, the only thing we've got is that we're going to start working on budgets probably in the next, well.
I've been working on it, and you guys got a copy of mine.
Right.
And I hope you're looking at it, too.
Yep.
And I know several of the other elected officials have visited with me about things. I appreciate that. You know, it takes a lot to get this all together. You know, our general county revenue fund is we're spending some of our reserve this year. Actually, if you look, it looks like we're not going to spend as much as we thought we would. So that's a good sign, but we'd like to get that back to where we're operating with the revenues that are coming in. That's a goal we have, I know, that you guys have too.
Questions?
Hmm.
Comments? I'll throw one out, and y'all may have been approached on this some time back, but while it's on my mind, I better say it. We passed a sales tax, the sewer tax. And on the sewer tax, on the ballot, it says something about law enforcement, that the funds can be used for law enforcement. And the idea came forth, and I think there's even been some conversation at the sewer board that they would be willing for us to use some of those monies on, I would assume, a limited time basis that would, the story I'm understanding is it would not affect what they're planning to, the projects are planning to do. Bottom line being that possibly we wouldn't have to face the 8% cut that we were looking at a month ago or whenever it was. So anyhow, that's just wanted to put that on the table. Don't need to have any real big discussion about it, but it's something that we may want to consider as we get into the budget.
It's still a matter of making revenues and operating expenses match. And if we took a one-time, it would just be like taking from our reserve anyway. It doesn't give us a solution to the problem. The problem is making our revenues that we have coming in match the operating expenses we have going out. And that can happen either by making cuts or one of the things that Jimmy and I talked to Joanne Emerson last week, we talked to her, and one of the things that would really help us that we had kind of planned into our plan as we built this judicial facility was to have some federal prisoners down there, and that didn't happen. And she actually acted like that we might get some help, so you guys might make contact with her and say, hey, look, we really do need help for that. Contact Joanne Emerson. That would be a way to boost their revenues, and we'd have more money that we could apply to our operational expenses.
The thought is that I believe it's well recognized, or the thought is that use these funds to get through the economic situation that we're facing, and that when sales tax revenues come up, we're there. And in fact, that's what we've been doing already, as you said in the start with. We've been using some of our reserves already. We're already doing that to one extent. And
we have the reserves to do that. And the question is, you know this too, when are our sales tax and other revenues going to come back to the amount of expenses that we have? And if you look at that and look at the differences and what we've got and so on, it could be a long matter of time there unless we find other streams of revenues or reduce our expenses.
I would not be in favor of us growing, of adding to our expenses.
Right.
But I do think that it's worthwhile for us, as again, I'll say it again, that's what we've been doing. Road and Bridge, and we've worked it over. GCR, we're using some of our reserves to maintain the services, and that's the whole key, is that we maintain the services and be able to treat our employees like they've been treated up to this point without having to take the cuts. You can only do it so long. We've been talking about that for 2 years now, and this is just one other opportunity that is out there that I hope we'll consider. Oh, me. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, as we review those things, Rick, and you know that I've stated before that I didn't think that we could possibly balance the operating budget in 1 year or so, but it was my goal to try to cut it in half this year and then work to cut it in half next year. And if that'd be possible, that's the way that I'm going to look at attacking the budget. Last year we cut Road and Bridge and made it come out in a balanced form in 1 year, and so I'm looking to try to work with the other elected officials and with you and the rest of the commission in getting a balanced operating budget in 2 years' time frame.
I think that's a good way to approach it, and we've talked about several things we're going to have to do, look at, and I don't think this is the time for us to be talking about them really, but I believe probably you're right. We've got to look at that over a long-term period.
Other comments, questions on the budget?
No, on the sewer tax, I'd have to pull up the ballot language. I wasn't aware that there was some flexibility on what we could spend it on, so I'll just have to see what the statutes. Bob, when was that sewer tax officially paid? It was passed how many years ago?
I thought it was like 2002, but was it was re-up. I mean, we had a tax that was passed, I think, 10 years before that, and then it was voted on again and extended for 20 years.
Right.
and I believe it was extended to 2022, which means the vote would have been in 2002, but I'm not going to swear to that.
Okay.
It could have been 03 or 04.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Welcome.
All right, other business before we recess this part of our meeting and go into our weekly.
We just got an email from Helen on the sales tax for the month. Let me report that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For the month, we are month compared to last year, we are down 2.4%. For the year, we're still up 1%. So nearly flat in November, but we're still up for the overall year. So, and those numbers will go out probably the next hour or so from Helen.
So how is it the saying goes about flats?
The flats do up. Yep, that's what they say.
I'm thankful for what we got there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Thursday is Veterans Day. The courthouse will be closed. There's lots of activities this week going on in various areas. So call the chambers, the cities. There's a lot of cities are participating in different activities. So, but Thursday the courthouse will be closed in honor of the veterans.
I got to hear a program this morning on the radio. I think he was 87, World War II vet, telling his story as a prisoner of war. And it really gets you to thinking about what we got to be thankful for. And
lots of things.
I'd like to suggest that you think about and look for some veterans. I don't know. Do we have any veterans here? One. Thank you for serving.
Thank you, Don.
I know we've got some employees here in the courthouse that have served our country, and good time to remember them. Some mm-hmm. of them had some tough times.
Yep.
I was just going to let the commission know that the clerk's office will be open on Veterans Day this week. We will be verifying the election that day and doing our post-test on the equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing that I don't know whether Frank's prepared for it now or whether we could do it, post it for a later meeting, but I'd like to, the transfer station and the free trash day that we had, just a general report on tonnage and things like that, or the number of...
is that this weekend?
Roll-offs. It was last weekend.
I should be ready next Monday. We're still putting those numbers together.
Okay. All right. I just wanted the public to know. I think it's such a worthwhile and good thing for the county that I think we should keep them informed on where their tax dollars are being spent, and keep the county beautiful, and it brings everything else into perspective as far as has an effect on our economic welfare.
Good. Okay.
While he's walking, we have some really good employees. April 4th, 2000, the sewer sales tax was passed, and it expires 2023.
Just 2000.
There you go.
I was thinking that there was a connection between the infamous intergovernmental agreement, or not intergovernmental, but the contract that we have with the city of Branson. Anyway, I was thinking 2000 was it.
It was extended 2 years before it had to be, though. I said 2022.
You're,
2023.
Well, I'm sure you're right, too. James.
I just wanted to say, got word this morning in an email that, and I need the press's help on this, the passage of the property tax exemption does go in effect this year. So I don't know who those folks are that are prisoners of war. I don't know. I don't have a list. But if we could get something in the media where mm-hmm. they could contact our office, that exemption does occur this year.
That was that was an amendment, wasn't it?
Or that's an amendment, yes.
I can't remember which amendment that was.
And it's passed, and Randy Turley has made a legal determination that it does go into effect. So if any prisoner of war disabled out there, I think we have two in Taney County.
Actually, it's 100% disabled, correct?
Right.
It's pretty specific.
They have to be 100% disabled and a former POW.
Right.
And a certain conflict.
But there is some in Taney County, and I'd like for those folks to come forward if we can exempt it to statute. I have no way of knowing who those
James, what do they need to bring with them?
Just... I don't know what they'd need to bring. It just all of a sudden hit. We was expecting it to occur in 2011, but Randy Turley says it's a law and should be applied this year.
Okay.
So I don't know, Jimmy. I apologize for not knowing, but I don't know.
Bob, review that for us. They have to be a prisoner. They had to be a prisoner of war.
That's my understanding.
And they also have
total disability.
Right.
Yeah.
And then in a certain a specific conflict, a certain war, because I know like new ones don't apply, like
right.
Gulf doesn't apply. So
right. It's older
there's,
than
there's
that.
Less than 100 people in the state that it applies to.
Yeah, it's very, very rare circumstance. If we have one in the county or two or three, it would be surprising, but it's possible.
Yep.
My other comment is Don and what you read to us. I'd like to read it and cipher on it a little bit, as Jethro would say, and possibly invite you to come back and sit down with us in a work session and talk about some of these things. The fees that planning and zoning charges, I believe that the commission did, the Planning and Zoning Commission looked at that very well. They weighed what it actually cost in time to do a Division 1, 2, and 3 and those different things. I don't think we're overcharging. I think we're charging fairly. But anyway, I'd like an opportunity to sit down with you, and I can remember looking at the documents, and I think they even, if I remember right, they even lowered what was really justified because they didn't want to have to charge as much, but I'm not sure on that. But anyhow, I'd be happy to visit. No.
Not specific tax. It's a GCR.
It's a GCR, and I think Don's point is that there is a sales tax that is collected to fund GCR, and so that sales tax, in a way, is funding the work of planning and zoning, but there's no special tax. And one thought that rings in my mind, and I'm saying more than I meant to about it, but one thing that rings in my mind is that in planning and zoning, when I had a project, it's fair to me when I have a project to pay a fee, because otherwise all the people in the county that don't have any project are paying for my cost, you might say. So in my thinking, the fees are fair and a right thing to do. So, but anyhow.
Okay.
More than I meant to say. Come back to that later, maybe. Anything else? All right, we'll recess a couple of minutes and probably start with Nikki on our weekly agenda. Thanks for being here.